Well, God bless you. Please be seated. Wow, what a wonderful start to a fellowship here. Great to have everybody here and those that are on the conference line and watching us through Facebook and other means. We're going to get into the Word of God this morning. We're going to not only skim the surface of it, but we're going to get into the depth of God's Word. We're going to see things that, to me, are unbelievable, but because they're in God's Word, they are believable, okay? God's Word is so enlightening. It's the words of life. No other book can give you life except this one right here. No other book can give you freedom that we've been talking about in the songs, than what this book teaches of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's not just print on page. There's so much more to the Word of God. This Bible is so rich and full. It's dynamic. It gives truths like nothing else that you can see in the world today. Its contents takes the natural man from death unto eternal life. Now, can you find a book, any other book that can do that? Now, you can read wonderful books by famous people and you can get encouraged. You can learn some things. But there's no greater book than our Word of God, the Bible, that gives man the truth, that gives man life eternal, that connects him with the Heavenly Father. This book is phenomenal. It breathes in life into a personal soul. It gives a genuine purpose to live, a genuine purpose to live. It binds believers into a vibrant family, giving a sense of reason and honor to every living soul. As a workman of God's Word, we realize that all the Scripture is not necessarily addressed directly to us. Now, we can learn from every Scripture in the Bible, yes. But that which is addressed to us, we can get pretty excited about. And there's some fantastic things that God has addressed to the believers today. Let's take a look at slide number 2 here, Romans 11:35. This is our theme verse. This is just the first part of Romans, chapter 11, verse 33. It says, "Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God." Fantastic, huh? That's not it. Romans 11:35. Poor Gabe, I gave him all these scriptures. He'll find it. We'll get to that one too a little bit later. All right. There we go. Yes. That's how deep this wonderful Word of God is. It's so deep, the riches both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. And let's read the rest of this here. How unsearchable are His judgments, and His ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been His counselor, or who hath first given to Him, and it shall be recompensed unto Him again? For of Him, and through Him, and to Him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. Boy, does that set a picture for you how deep God's Word is? Phenomenal, phenomenal. And yet, God has given us an understanding whereby we can know the depth of the riches of God's grace that He extends to His born-again children. So slide 3, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. There we go. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through what? A knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Next slide. According as his divine power hath given us a few little breadcrumbs here and there that we might know a little bit about God. You can't know everything. No, it says given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Now, are those two subjects you're interested in? Life and godliness? Oh, sure. That covers it all, doesn't it? Life and godliness through by way of the knowledge of him that has called you to glory and virtue. God has called us to glory and virtue, to live a virtuous life, a life that really means something. Slide five, next slide. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. You know, I love this verse here because it just doesn't say God's given us great promises. I mean, even if he said that, that's pretty magnificent, isn't it? But he didn't say that. He didn't say he gave us precious promises. He didn't say he gave us exceeding promises. He said he's given us exceedingly great and precious promises. That by these you, me, might be partakers of what kind of a nature? A divine nature, a godly nature, having escaped the corruption that's in the world through lust. Wow, we are spiritual people. We are something special. Now, there's a chapter in God's Word that when I read this chapter, it just sends my mind to the furthest place you could go in space. Unfathomable things that are said in here. I'd like to share it with you this morning. I know there's some great things in God's Word, and this is a wonderful chapter. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. But before we jump into that chapter, I want to share a verse with you. We've got a slide on it. Jeremiah 29, 11. Okay. There we go. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you what? An expected end. You know, with the things of God, there is an expected end. What do you expect from God? How big can you believe God? How far can you go with God? As far as God is God, right? That's pretty far. Next. Verse 12, then shall you call upon me, okay, and you shall go and pray unto me, and what is he going to do? I will hearken unto you. I will hearken unto you. Next verse, and you shall seek me and find me, when you shall search for me with what? Your whole heart. Man, we put our heart into the Word of God, you're going to get your mind blown. You're going to see things that are just so out there that's, it's amazing. There's nothing else like it in the world than the greatness of God's Word that we're looking at. And we're just going to look at one chapter. So let's get into chapter 2, 1 Corinthians, okay? 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Now, I don't have any slides on these. I have one slide that we'll look at a little later as we go through this chapter. So hopefully you've got your Bibles and can check it out here. I'm reading from the King James. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. Well, how did he come? Well, I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Very important to know that. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And this is an expression of great awe and respect. He came before the people with great awe and respect for them. Verse 4. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom. But, in contrast, in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. You know, the power of God is in force. The power of God really opens up eyes, doesn't it? The power of God is what you and I can have in our life to operate. That's what really opens people's interest to know the things of God. Okay, next verse here. Verse 5, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but where? In the power of God. Our believing. Boy, we know the great power of God that he has exhibited throughout the ages. We can believe. And we can believe today for the power of God to function in our lives. Verse 6, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. And this word perfect, who's perfect, right? It's the word mature in the Greek, okay? Somebody that's been in the Word a little bit, that puts their heart in the Word, knows a little bit of what God's saying, okay? So I speak wisdom among them that are mature, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. Now, who are the princes of this world? Devil spirits, right? Satan and his gang. We don't get into his stuff. But, in contrast, we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Ah, a little mystery here, okay? Mystery theater. Speak the words of wisdom in a mystery. Even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. There's a great subject, and we're not going to get into this, that God held in his heart and did not reveal it until he revealed it to the Apostle Paul. And it's all about the Christ in you and being in one body. One body, everybody being in the same one body. Well, this mystery. How big is this mystery? I'll tell you how big it is. Next verse, verse 8, and I think we have that. I wanted to get this one on the board here. Here we go. Which none of the princes of this world knew, devil spirits, Satan and his gang. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Who's the Lord of glory? Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ's crucifixion paid the price for our salvation. Could you imagine if that did not happen? You and I would still be in our sins. We would not have the hope. We would not have Christ within. We would have nothing of life. Satan, if he would have known this mystery, how big it would be that you could have Christ in you, that you would be in one body of Christ, he wouldn't have crucified him. Because wherever you are, there's a Christ, right? If it's Christ in you, he doesn't like having thousands and millions of Christ running around. He'll deal with one. Does that not blow your mind? That verse just goes, wow. Think about it. Think about it. How big is that? How deep is that? Would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Well, let's move on here. But verse 9, but as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. I've seen and heard so many times preachers use this verse to say, oh, you can't know it all. You can't know the things of God. You know, as it's written, I cannot see, ear cannot hear, neither can enter into the heart of man. It's just not available. But they forget to read the next verse. Verse 10 says, but. What's the word but? What is that for? To set in contrast. In contrast, God has revealed them to us, unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Can you know the deep things of God? Amen. You got the Spirit of Christ in you? Then you can know. Pretty fantastic, isn't it? What I'm trying to build for you, that you recognize how valuable this word is. That this is what really counts in life. Everything else, all fun and games, but this lasts for eternity. And when you believe it, you last for eternity too. Verse 11. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely, freely, talk about freedom, freely given to us of God. Yeah, so many people just don't see that they can hear from God, that they can receive the wonderful promises that he has given. But they can. It's freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto them, neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. I know sometimes you talk to people and you try to share the word with them and open up the scriptures and they just don't get it. They are natural men. Natural man can believe and natural man can receive through a knowledge of God's word. If we can get through his orneriness. Natural man. But he that is spiritual judges all things. Yet he himself is judged of no man. Verse 16, for who hath known the mind of the Lord? I don't know if you're going to believe the next line here that finishes this, but this is what it says. That he may instruct him, but we have the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ. We got Christ in us. Sure, we've got the mind of Christ. Man, I think we just limit ourselves so much because we think God is so big and Christ is so wonderful. Well, he's in us, okay? He wants us to know these things. He wants us to know the great deep things that he's made available for us. Man, oh man. Well, you have in your hands, if you're holding your Bible, the most astonishing power source of truth ever, ever, ever made available to mankind. It's a treasure, a beautiful treasure. And I trust I can encourage you a little bit, and I'm encouraging myself to really cherish this treasure of God's word. It's deep. It's deep. But God's given you the resources to dive right on in and see the beautiful depth of God's word. So let's walk in all the fullness of what we have in Christ through a knowledge of the wonderful word of God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for giving us your word, a knowledge of the truth through your word in the Bible here. Thank you that you've made it really pretty easy to read so that we can believe your word, that we can believe all that you have made available, all your wonderful, exceeding great and precious promises that we can know and believe and manifest in our life. So I pray for your people here, that they can continue to treasure the greatest thing in the whole world, your words of life. And I thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. All right.